We're continuing in the third parak of Masech Seduyos. We are up to Perak Gimel Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ochel Parud Einu Mitzarif. If you have different food, different pieces of food that they're not mitzarif with each other to equal up the shear, that's mitame. Divrei Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas. That is the sheet of Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas. The Chamar Mitzarif. The Chamar say they do combine with one another in order to equal the shear to be mitame other things. Next thing. There's a machlokas about mechal and meiser sheni ala simon. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa thinks you could even be mechal and meiser sheni on a coin that doesn't have a tzura, that doesn't have an image. It's an asimon. For those of us old enough to remember, we remember using an asimon in Israeli payphones. But the concept of asimon just means a coin that's just like a flat coin that doesn't have any image on it. V'cham mom in mechal. V'cham say no. You can only be mechal and meiser sheni on a kesef sheishel of tzura, an actual min. Currency that has a tzura on it. And third machlokas, matbilin yadayim lechatos. A person can dip his hands in a mikvah for the mechatos for paraduma. Div Rabbi Dosa v'cham momrim im nitmu yadav nitmaguf. V'cham say no. If your hands are tameh, then your whole body is tameh when it comes to mechatos. So you're going to have to dip your entire body in a mikvah. Dipping your hands in a mikvah is not going to cut it. Moving on now to Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah. Me'ei avatiach uknivas yarok shel truma, the inside of a melon, the juices of a melon, and the pits of a melon, and the parts of the vegetables that are truma, meaning knivas yarok is like the leaves and things like that that are bitter. Rabbi Dosa matil zarim. Rabbi Dosa says that's even a non kohen is allowed to have these things because they're not food. V'cham mosu and v'cham say it's also because it's truma, so it's considered to be food. If a person shears five different sheep and it's together, it's a mana and a half. Chayavus b'resh sages, and the sheep are chayiv in resh sages. But if the wool of any of the five sheep is less than a mana and a half, then there's no resh sages. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, that's Rabbi Dosa. No, five sheep and where the wool weighs anything, it's subject to the din of reishis hageiz. Now, it doesn't mean anything. It means that it's way less than what Rabbi Dosa says. Rabbi Dosa says you need to have 1.5 mana, which is 37.5 slotim. The Chum say that the minimum of all five sheep together is 60 slotim. So, whereas Rabbi Dosa requires 37.5 slotim from each sheep, Rabbi Dosa, the Chachamim, only require an average 12 slotim from each sheep. So, less than one-third of what Rabbi Dosa requires. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we had said three different things, that if you have food that's separate from each other, it's not mitzarif according to Rabbi Dosa and Rakinus, but the Chum say it is mitzarif to be mitame. Whether we have further machlokas Rabbi Dosa and the Chum, whether you could be mechal ma'aser sheni on asimon, and a third machlokas, whether you can just dip your hands in a mikvah to handle mechatas, or do you have to dip your entire body in a mikvah when your hands become tameh. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that parts of truma that are not so edible, Rabbi Dosa says a non-kohen is allowed to have, and the Chum say no, it's still considered part of the truma food. And then we had a further machlokas, what the shear of the shear shin yud ayin vav resh is for shearings of reshes hagegs, right? How much shearing do you need to do in order to be chayiv in reshes hagegs? Next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Dalet.